You're listening to Showtime on URN.
I'm joined here in the studio by Andrew, Liv and Eve, who are part of the creative team for Musicality's upcoming showcase, Saints and Sinners. Welcome to Showtime.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. No one ever asks me how I am.
At Musicality, we're all about the well-being.
Yeah. I'm so used to asking the questions. You can't suddenly put me on the spot like this. So do you mind just going around the room and sort of saying what your involvement is in this showcase? If we start with you, Andrew.
Yeah, okay. So I'm one of the assistant musical directors for the showcase, which means I was part of the process, as all of us here were, for putting the set list together in a big old meeting. We auditioned everyone and cast everyone in the way that we saw fit. And then the songs from the set list are divided up. So then my job was to musically direct some of the songs, teach the music to the people. And get it to the excellent standard that it will be for the showcase next weekend.
So I'm Liv and I am an assistant director, and like Eve, basically once the musical coordinators have done their musical bit, we go through and block it with the groups or the soloists or duets, whatever, and talk to them about characterisation, the scene that they're performing, and yeah, just make it go from a song to a performance, a musical theatre performance.
So I'm an assistant director as well, pretty much what Liv said, just taking people who are standing and singing and really blocking it, staging it, pulling it all together to make a really good performance.
It sounds so much fun. And I was saying to you, Eve, earlier before we came on air, like, the thing that I love most about Musicality performances is how much work goes into them and then how easy it looks when you get on stage. And the fact that it looks so easy means that everything you've been doing has paid off. So we'll talk a little bit about, you know, the set list and the difficulties about that in a bit. But for now, just like, how have rehearsals been going?
Really well.
Really well. Yeah. That's reassuring.
Mm. Yeah, it's really rewarding when you get it to the point where it is showcase ready.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I created this, I helped to create this, and it's amazing, and everyone's doing really well. It's a really nice feeling when it gets to that really nice point where you're proud of it.
Mm. That's so nice to hear.
I think that's the beauty of the society, is that, yeah, like, we do like musical theatre and we do want a high standard, but we also want to enjoy it, and we recognise that we're a uni society, and so we're doing other things, like, it's not a career. So, and we just want everyone to have fun and just to experience it and have a break from uni work. So, if, like, we would always be welcoming for people who've never done it before. Like, I'd never done it before. But yeah, I definitely feel like it's really inclusive, for sure.
Oh, that's so good to hear. And I mean, such a glowing review of Musicality. I've said it before on Showtime, mm-hmm. You're my favourite society here at the university. Nice. Obviously, I'm slightly biased being into musical theatre, but it's so much fun to be a part of. It is time we need to address the set list, because I've seen the set list and my gosh, there are some fantastic songs on there. How difficult was it putting that set list together?
It's very long.
Oh yeah, we were in uni till 1 a.m.
2 a.m.
It was 2 a.m. Oh god, yeah.
We were in teaching about 2 a.m.
Yeah, yeah.
Deliriously trying to put the set list together.
For the but we had pizza, doing, so.
Pizza makes everything better.
Of course.
Yeah. Why does it I mean, it's a daft question. Why does it take so long? Why is it so important to you guys to get it right from the start?
Well, there are just so many factors, so we have to make sure everyone's included. We also have to make sure that there haven't been any songs that we've done in the past 3 years' worth of showcases. We also need to make sure that people, if they're saying they're more than one number, they're not going straight from one number to the next. So there is lots of things to consider. It's not just, oh, we like this song, so we'll put this in. Like, you've really got, and you've got to make sure that the sheet music as well.
The set list and stuff, you've got to try and make sure it's all in the right order, that it works as a showcase, and try and make everyone happy with the part they've got as well, which is, of course, totally impossible, but we do our best.
Because we were chatting a bit earlier that what's nice about this set list is that there's a real combination of sort of big name musicals. You've got Les Mis and you've got Mamma Mia, and interspersed between that sort of lesser known stuff. The fact that you've got Bear in there is so exciting to me. No one's ever heard of Bear. Yeah. I think I've only played it like once or twice on Showtime. This has been going for 4 years now. No one's ever heard of it, and it's so nice that it's in there. Was that something that you were really trying to get across, kind of a mix of things that people would definitely know, but then some sort of niche stuff that they might be introduced to?
I think that's one of the brilliant things about the showcases, is because there's like 25 different songs, that means 25 different musicals, and people will engage with the really popular ones, but they're also there to listen to the more obscure ones, and it's going to widen like everyone's knowledge and broaden musical horizons.
Yeah.
And I know there's songs in there that I've never even heard mm-hmm. before from musicals I've not heard of. So it's,
that
it's,
was going to be my next question. Any that have been new to you guys yeah. that you've
loads of them, at least no, loads of the set lists as well, because yeah. you're there's about eight of us in the room and everyone's got their own ideas. Yeah. There are so many suggestions that I've never heard of before. It's really yeah. it's really great because it opens your eyes to so much more new music.
Mm. Yeah, five of Tim was but half of it was spent just listening to the
songs. Oh yeah, definitely. Get them on Spotify.
There's one person that's like never heard of it.
yeah, but to win everyone else
yeah,
over.
Yeah.
But like I do five numbers and I had only heard of one that the ones that I've directed. So even being on creative committee, you are opening yourself up to new performances. So you know you are it's challenging, but it's really funny. You get to learn more amazing musicals. So yeah, exactly.
Any particular favourites, either of just songs that are in the showcase that you go, oh wow, that's amazing to witness on stage, or any that you've never heard of, you're like, okay, that's something I'm going to research now.
Well, I'm slightly biased, but I'm a big fan of Will I from Wren, which is one I musically directed. It was only really yesterday when I saw it with the band, with the guitar, and I was just so powerful, it blew me away. I was so proud to see it happening. I really like that one.
Yeah, I'm directing that one, and I love it as well. I think it's come together really, really nicely. It sounds gorgeous. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of that one.
Yeah, one number that I direct is Light from a musical called Next to Normal, which I'd never heard of. But
Sorry, I'm slightly obsessed with that gasp of
but honestly, that is such a beautiful song, and the way the group do it is just phenomenal. And then I've also got Time Warp, which I kind of was familiar with, but the way it's executed, like the way there's just so much energy, and it's just such
you
a fun
see
song.
Everyone in the room start dancing as soon as the music starts playing.
Yeah. How can you possibly resist dancing to the Time Warp?
Of course, yeah.
Is that been nice as well? So, you know, actors always say it's way more fun playing a baddie. You get to have a bit of fun with it. It may be a daft question, but, you know, the theme of this showcase is saints mm-hmm. and sinners. Is there a bit of, like, freedom and just sort of extra energy that kind of goes into the sinners songs?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Like, one of my groups, I'm not going to spoil it, but they kind of want to make a different entrance onto stage. And obviously that wouldn't be possible if it was something else, because we're jumping out because we're sort of villainous. So it definitely gives you more creative freedom, for sure.
I mean, if that isn't the reason you're seeing the showcase...
I don't know if it'll be executed, so... Like, it
in
might
my
not be
head,
possible.
They're repelling from the ceiling. Smoke machines
we'll make
and all
it work.
Sorts.
We'll make
yeah.
if not, everyone just closes their eyes. They imagine it. They're on stage, it's fine. Saints and Sinners as a theme must mm-hmm. allow you to really... reflect a lot of different styles of music. Mm-hmm. I know, you know, last year's one was Love, Laughter and Loathing or something. And it's that mix of sort of, in your head, like the bright, twinkly, sort of mm-hmm. fluffy, lovely stuff. Yeah. And then the sort of darker undercurrent. Is that something that you found coming across a lot in the music that you've
chosen? Oh, definitely.
For sure, yeah.
There's some really big, like... contrasting
The combos, like
we've got
Mary Poppins mixed with The Time Warp, mixed with Sweeney Todd, mixed with Mamma Mia, like it's just, but it all goes, and you wouldn't think that they go together, but under this context it really, like the way we've set out the set list, it really complement each other as much as they contrast each other, for sure.
You mentioned earlier, you know, you said that it was nice to hear Will I from Rent with the guitar and everything. I know that in the past you've only had like a piano and stuff, mm-hmm. and there was the excitement last year of having a full band. What's the musical situation this year?
Still a band.
Yeah, very similar to last year. We've got the band, got the drum kit. So it sounds really nice when mm-hmm. you get the larger sound from all the different instruments.
Oh, yeah.
It really elevates it to another level.
Yeah, when we've been learning everything, it's just been with piano. So over this past weekend, everything's come together with the band and the singers, and just hearing that much fuller sound, it is incredible. Just really properly seeing it come together.
Listening to Superstar and Gimme 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 today with the band was just, it was phenomenal, because it was just like you were with ABBA. Like, it was so good. Like, just going from a piano to with a full band.
You can't have those songs we just wanted to sing.
No.
Be the full,
particularly
full
Superstar. Like, that's such
so
big
good.
Song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the guitar riff in that is
iconic.
Oh, exactly. Do you, as sort of a creative team, does it kind of give you that extra push that it's like, it makes you feel like it's a proper production. You obviously sound so incredibly proud, like proud parents.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You're directing, but it must just elevate it to a new level.
Definitely. Just even the fact that you have to consider microphones when you're doing your direction. Like there was one number where someone was like, "Wait, what are we doing with microphones?" And it was a, "Oh yeah, that's a thing as well." So you know, you have to consider that when you're directing for sure.
What is the difference for you guys? The biggest difference between doing a showcase and doing like a full stage show? Because musicality each year you have like a big major production. What are the pros and cons of doing a showcase over that?
I think we were saying earlier about having the contrast in numbers, being able to present a much wider range of songs, especially ones from more obscure things. But in a showcase, you can fit in a lot of songs that people may not have heard before, so it gives a lot more opportunity for a lot more kind of breadth to listen to.
So I think it's quite a lot more relaxed as well, because if you've got a full show, it's got its plot, there's no, you can't ever come out of that. Yeah. But in the show, it's a lot more relaxed. People coming in 100%. Doing different songs from different musicals, it's all fun and jovial rather than, I mean, if you're doing a fun show, it's a fun show, but it is the show and it's got to stay as the show and you can't get out of that. So yeah. I think the show it's a lot more relaxed and a lot more, it's like a concert. It's like,
it's also from the point of view that you're working with different groups and therefore different types of singers, different types of actors, different talents, and you're just meeting and interacting with more people. Like obviously, like I was part of musicality last year, so I know these people, but I've actually got to work with them and get to know them that way as well. So that's also another plus to the showcase.
Because that must be such a good thing about musicality. When people, you know, start university and they're thinking of joining musicality as a society, I mean, I went through it myself in my first year here, where you think, okay, well, you know, I'm interested in musical theatre, go along, and you're just there with like-minded people. But obviously it's a platform as well if you want to work, you know, doing directing, producing or choreography. So do you as a society, and this is less to do with the showcase, but do you as a society sort of enjoy that, the fact that you can give all those different people a platform?
Definitely.
It's been brilliant. Like I'm in my first year and decided I was going to join. They did the freshers showcase in the very first week, just immediately decided I was going to join, and then heard about the role on creative committee, applied for that, got it, and like the opportunities that this has given me has been brilliant. It's like enriched the whole university experience so much more. It's made me feel a lot more comfortable in my first few weeks here. Definitely.
That is the thing with musicality, you know, you are run by and for students, but you are a true musical group in and of your own right. And I am always in awe of everything you do, and I am so excited about this showcase. So sort of as my last question, and I always ask this and it always gets mixed reactions, why should people come and see this show?
Because we have, like, this isn't me being biased, like, people have said this, it is such a high standard. Like, we've been watching the performances and people have been like, oh my god, that's so good. It's just high quality. And it's just like we were saying before, get to see new performances and new musicals. Like I've been introduced to is it Bear? Yeah, Bear. And it's just, and also if you're interested in doing something a bit more creative, there's a good way to see what we offer. And also like with Chicago as well, if you want to be involved in that in some, or like the production, it's just a good chance to see what is on offer.
Yeah,
and to get it to that high standard, it's taken a lot of work from everyone, just so that we can put on something that people will enjoy and hopefully be inspired by. So it's definitely worth seeing for that.
Brilliant. So when's it on? How much are tickets? Where can you get them?
I believe the timings for the evening matte is 7, and that's on the 6th and the 8th of December. And then we have a matinee on the 8th at 2:30, I believe that starts. It's on at the recital hall in the music department, and you can buy the tickets on the website. And I believe for non-members it's £7, and for members it's £6.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks
for
having us.
Thank you for joining me this evening. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Definitely go and see it. I have seen the set list, and this is one that honestly people should not miss. There's such good songs.
I mean, we end with Les Mis. What more could you want?
I'm so pleased you said that, because I had to pick
I didn't do that on purpose.
See, I started this interview by saying we love a segue here, and you've just set it up so nicely.
What can I say?
Looked through the set list and was thinking, oh, I could play that, I could play that, I could play that, I could play that, I could play any of these songs, and they're all fantastic. And I settled on this one because I think it is the perfect chorus number. And you're ending the showcase on this. That must be such a stunning effect.
Oh yeah,
just this sort of wall of sound that must build up from everyone. Yeah,
and there's not even that much direction, but it's so powerful, the performance. Like it's, oh, the music is what makes the performance. It's just, it's so good.
I'm so, so looking forward to hearing you guys sing this at the weekend. For now, thank you so much for joining me here in the studio from the 25th anniversary production of Les Miserables. This is Do You Hear the People Sing?
You're listening to Showtime on URN.